NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
FM. Time for us to play Waffle. We've got €1,000 up for grabs. And Tom is playing today. So if Tom wins, we'll have another 1,000 up tomorrow or on Monday morning. So around about the same time. It happens every morning. It's always going to be here. And your chance to get in. And basically all you got to do is try and match the five keywords. You got to get all five of them though, because it's €1,000, right? So it's a good price. You win €1,000 if you get all five. So you may say words and you say, hang on, that's one of them. That's definitely one of them. But if it's not on my list, I've got a list in front of me of five and you need to match those. Okay, so where we go? We're going to County Meath. How are you, Tom?
Well, Ian, how's things?
Very good, thank you very much. You're heading to see Neil Delamere tomorrow night, I believe.
I am indeed. Heading to see him in the TLT in Drogheda.
He's great. He's brilliant.
Yeah. No, I like Neil. He's seen him on TV.
He calls it now his Achilles Neil. Is that the name of it?
I haven't a clue. I don't know what the name is.
The wife booked the tour, yeah.
Yeah, no, my wife booked the tickets there tonight, so
very good. Okay, she controls the social life, does she?
Sometimes, yeah.
Very good. And I believe you're decent enough at most topics.
I'd be okay. Like, I've gotten a few of them over the time, but
yeah, okay.
some of them have been a struggle.
Oh. All right, Tom, well, listen, best of luck with this. Hopefully it goes well. If you've got €1,000 waiting for you, you can spend after the Neil Delamere gig. Let's find out what your topic is.
Today's Waffle topic is
Dancing with the Stars contestants 2025. Ooh.
Oh, what's the name? Reese McLennan. I know it's Reese. Jeez, I can't think.
Virgin Media presenter.
Martin King, no.
No. Sorry.
Oh, no.
Mrs. Brown's Boys.
Danny Farrell.
Danny Farrell. Okay, Elaine Crowley was who we were looking for Virgin Media. She did a very nice waltz there last week. Joanna Donnelly, I think she did the cha-cha
on Sunday.
Very good. Reese, you gave us him, of course, from his pommel horse. Get down off your horse and drink your milk. And what about We've Got the World Tonight? Mickey Joe Hart.
Yeah.
It sounded like he was just walking up to you. If it isn't Mickey Joe Hart.
Yeah.
Good man. Listen, enjoy Neil Delamere. He always puts on a fantastic show and enjoy that. Where'd you say it's on?
It's the TLT in Drogheda.
Ah, beautiful theatre as well. The sound there is just absolutely fantastic. They've done a great job. Enjoy yourself, Tom.
Ian, thanks very much.
Good luck.
Take care.
Cheers. Happy New Year. Okay, Shauna, so let's see what's going on in the showbiz world at the moment. Lily Allen is honest with fans about her challenges at the moment.
Yes, so she has admitted that she is struggling at the moment and she is taking a step back from her very popular podcast, Miss Me, which I actually listen to, and she has decided to take some time out and mind herself. So there's been loads of speculation around her marriage and the state of her marriage with David Harbour, stories about them breaking up. I would imagine this is all connected, but whatever is going on, she is clearly going through something, and here's what she had to say.
I'm really not in a good place. I know I've been talking about it for months, but I've been spiraling and spiraling and spiraling, and it's got out of control. I can't concentrate on anything except the pain that I'm going through, and it's really, really hard. I'm going away next week. You're not going to hear me for a few weeks, listeners.
Mm-hmm.
What I do want to reassure people, because there will be speculation because of the amount of time that I'm going to be taking away, that I'm going to drug rehab. I have not relapsed.
So it's good to hear she is still able to, you know, she's clarifying.
It's quite matter of fact about
it,
isn't she?
She's
to
just
be fair,
been honest.
That's it. Yeah,
and
honest.
The whole thing about that podcast, Miss Me, is that they are extremely honest on it.
Right.
So it's good that she's, you know, maintaining that and telling people what's happening.
And is it normally more kind of, you know, uplifting?
Oh, it's great. And it's
fun,
funny, I only texted my friend the other day to say Lily needs to take a breather. She's clearly not in a good place. So There you are.
Well, maybe your friend texted them the show, so, and maybe, you know, maybe this is it.
Yeah, that's it. It's all down to you. Yeah.
And the Masked Singer drama.
Oh, yeah. So the Masked Singer kicked off again last Saturday. Now, if you've never watched the show, it's basically celebrities dressing up in costumes and you have to guess who they are.
I mean, I'm right in saying they could be a slice of toast or a sandwich or, you know,
exactly.
a bottle of Coca-Cola.
Massive costumes and you've no idea
who they could be. Singer, a celebrity.
Celebrity underneath it singing away. And the judges and the audience have to guess who they are.
Do they sing in their own voices?
Yeah, they can put on a voice if they want to. So apparently the show was left in disarray during filming when a stroppy star stormed off the stage. So once they were kind of voted off the competition, they have to then reveal their identity.
Yes.
But they were so thick about being voted off that they stormed off without revealing their identity. They had to be convinced by producers backstage to come back on and kind of play along and finish the show.
Now, apparently... So they were slightly deluded in thinking that they were wonderful singers.
Yes, and that they'd be in it till the end and they might win it. Yeah. And you know what? They probably wanted to be in it as long as possible to get the most exposure or whatever.
Yeah.
And maybe they were just not happy about it, about being voted off early.
Right. So obviously they haven't named...
They haven't named it, but they said the drama will unfold for viewers, so they will see it. They will see it if they watch the show. But they went back on stage and they...
I'll reel them in. Yeah, exactly. So, and obviously it's the early part of the series.
Well, that's
it. So you're going to, people are going to watch for the first... Very clever, these marketing people. If you think you've got any idea as to what the answer is, please let us know. There has been at least one of these in every house in Ireland, and its very own world championships are on in Spain every year. What am I talking about? I ask myself. And I'm asking you right now as well. So I'll just repeat that for you. There has been at least one of these in every house in Ireland. Okay, that's a big, big statement, isn't it? There's been at least one of these in every house in Ireland, and its very own world championships are on in Spain every year. What am I talking about? So some very good guesses. Drafts, Mark and Kerry. Mark, good one. Not right, though, I'm told. Bed-making championships, J.A. I think they do exist, actually, the bed-making championships. That's not what we're looking for. Frisbee, yeah, good one. You're going in the same direction there as well. Chris in Galway. Chris, thank you very much. Not the right answer, though. We will reveal it all very, very soon. And Anthony in Waterford says, a hula hoop. Not a hula hoop either. Keep them coming. Egg and spoon race was guessed by Martina in Clare. Yes, we've all got a spoon and we've all got an egg, I suppose. Martina, not the right answer, I'm told. No. Liam, you don't even need to have one of these. Air guitar. Yes, you can just use your imagination. Liam, not the right answer, but thank you very much. Clothesline. Ah, yes, you've got a, everybody's got a clothesline. Hanging clothes competition in Spain, says John Power. Now, John, you're thinking very deeply on this one, fair play to you, but it's not the right answer. But there could be a hanging clothes competition, you know, because that is an art. It's a skill in itself. Jenga. Brian in Dublin. It's not Jenga. No. Jerry is in Mullingar and he's been in touch. Oh, this is good. This is a fun one. Pillow fighting. Because everybody's got a pillow at least once, I'm sure. One of them in the house, Jerry and Mullingar, not pillow fighting. We are about to reveal what it is. I'm going to be as surprised as you if you don't know the answer. Sarah Jane and Millie, come in, please.
Hi, Ian, good morning. My guess would be, is it the Jigsaw Championships? I work with somebody who actually attended them last year and she's a big puzzle enthusiast. And yeah, I think that would be my guess. Could be totally wrong now. Anyway, stay safe and keep warm from Sarah Jane and Millie in Blanchardstown.
In Blanchardstown, good old Blanche. Sarah Jane and Millie, thank you very much. Jigsaws, World Championship. Wow. I did a Bowie one there last year. It took me about 4 days to do it. Maybe I could go for the World Championships and finally win a medal for something. Sarah, Jane and Millie, thank you very much. Fantastic. Jigsaws it was all the time. They're asking if you've ever played against a son or daughter, or have you played against a mum and dad in a sporting event? Have you played against a sibling? And, you know, do you still get ribbed about it? Is it brought up when you have family gatherings? Do you get slagged about it if you lost or won or whatever? We heard from Nevo G, he was on there. Hi, Neve, how you doing? I played against my daughter in a tennis final. Oh, in Stratford Lawn. For the plate they were playing for. So in the tennis, in the lawn tennis in Stratford Lawn. Very good. So Neve OG. Oh, I was saying, she did her the dignity of not saying what happened, what the outcome was. But then there's another little message at the end saying, I won! Shane was in touch. We've got a voice note from Shane. Shane, good morning. How are you?
Right, just on the rivalry there within families. Going back a few years now, my father and his brother were both captains of two different teams in the same village, so Rathnew Celtic and St. Aran's. My father was one captain, his brother was the other captain, and there was four brothers, I think, all together, two on each team, playing against each other in the Wicklow Cup final.
Oh, very good. Wow, I'd say that one was one that was discussed on numerous occasions between the two lads. Brilliant stuff. Shane, thank you very much for getting in touch. I've got a text in as well. Played my granddad Dave in golf over Christmas in Knightsbrook Golf Club in Trim and won. Jack, aged 11, got a birdie in the same round. Oh, got a birdie in the same round. Very good. Well done, Jack, 11 years of age. And hopefully you do it again at some stage. Good man. Very good. I'm sure your granddad Dave was, you know, a worthy loser in the end. And I'm sure you shook hands at the end of the whole thing, which is great. Good man, Jack. Eamon was in touch as well on voice notes. Hi, Eamon.
Morning, Eno. Love the show.
Thank you.
I've played my daughter four times now in lawn bowls. She's an Irish under-25 international, and it is now 2 each. We do give each other a chip every now and again. It's one of the only sports that you can play each other with a big age gap. Love the show again.
Very good. 2 apiece. Oh, can't wait for the next game. Nice one. Thanks, Eamon.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.